Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
Welcome to Rocks Talk. It's good to see you all. My name is Roxanne Wilson, and this is your time to just get that water cooler talk or that break room talk that we don't get anymore because, well, frankly, we are no longer by the water cooler or the break room. So today's topics, and if I'm looking up and down, I just want you to know if I'm looking at you on the tube, you're down here, up here, you're the talk. You can check me out on either of those places at Rocks Talk Show. Today's topics, we're going to talk about, well, first we're going to talk about Dollar Tree because apparently Dollar Tree is not a dollar, and it's getting higher and higher by the moment. Second thing we're going to talk about is Beyonce's list for her country card or her country music album. She dropped it, so we know what the name of the songs are going to be, as well as the new James Bond just got a endorsement by a little someone. We'll talk about that, as well as Eva Mendes and her choice to stay home with her kids instead of continue her very successful acting career. And last but not least, we're curious, how many steps are you getting? Thank you so much for joining my team. Oh my gosh, Sage, I appreciate that so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That means the world to me. If you're on tube and you're wondering, come over to the talk and you'll see what she did. Steps. How many steps a day do you get? We're going to talk about that and how many should. You know it's 10,000, but we're going to make that a little bit more in a moment. All right, but let's start with Dollar Tree because I was really amazed to find out that Dollar Tree is no longer a dollar. Well, I kind of knew that. So Dollar Tree, while they call it Dollar Tree, they actually charge you more than a dollar. Okay, so that's one thing, which, okay, thank you for the likes. I appreciate that so much. Here's the thing though. Did you know that before there was a cap, there was a rule at Dollar Tree that everything at Dollar Tree had to be $5 or less? That was the cap. So you go in there and some things were not a dollar. Surprise, they're $5, but it's okay. It's only $5. Not okay, but whatever. They actually raised that cap. So now at the Dollar Tree, they are charging a maximum of $7. They went up $2, which might not sound like a lot to you, but if you think about the fact that things were a dollar, going up even, or $5, going up $7 to $7 is pretty dang significant. My thing is this. I understand the prices are raised. I understand that I'm sure, you know, I get it. But I want to say, and Sage, by the way, you're the sixth person on my team. So thank you for being, that's just amazing to me. Here's my thing to y'all though. If you're going to be Dollar Tree and you are defying the dollar element of Dollar Tree, shouldn't you change your name? Why are you still allowed to be called Dollar Tree? Now I will say, so there's Dollar Tree and there's Dollar Store and there's Dollar General. I have a friend who worked for Dollar General in their corporate area. And I said to her, I'm like, what? Dollar Generals are not a dollar. And they never have been. What is that about? And she said they're more about the dollar, like a general store, as opposed to like a Dollar General, not the Dollar Store. I'm like, that's a little deceiving, but okay. But Sage House agrees with me on TikTok. She's like, yeah, change the name. Like, change your name to the under 10 store. Because you know you're probably going to raise rates again soon. So just be like, we're the under 10 tree. Or how about discount tree? Then you don't have to change like initials. You're just changing dollar. It might even be the same amount of letters. You're changing dollar to discount. I just feel like they should be more honest. I think it's deceiving. You know, it's almost like when Red Bull said that gives you wings and it does not give you wings. They got sued for that, which I thought was really weird, by the way. And the person who sued them won. You see that? You could like get money back because Red Bull says it gives you wings and it doesn't. Who was the person, I almost said Ool, but I don't know if I can say that on the talk, who thought that Red Bull gave you wings? And what was the verdict? Like, who was on the jury that said, yep, we're going to sue you for that? Gives you wings, really? Are we serious? Come on now. I digress. And by the way, I'm so glad you guys are here. Y'all are here. Thank you for being here. If you're on the talk, did you see that when you tap the screen, which of course, you know, that gives likes, they've changed it to like an Easter theme. It is super, super cute. I love that. I will tell you in a bit about some of the things I'm doing as I'm going live more and just taking advantage of the different things. How much do they get? Sage asked, how much did they get during the loss? I don't know how much the actual like named plaintiffs got. Thank you for those hearts. But I do know like you could get like a Red Bull worth. You could go get a Red Bull or like $5 or something. If you still might be able to claim it. If you had a Red Bull in the period of a certain time, you had a right because you did not get wings. And if you did get wings, don't tell anyone because that's interesting too. All right. So next up, Beyonce. Beyonce, I got to say, you love her or you don't love her. She has an ability to stay relevant and to get under people's skin. Can we agree on that? So her going country has gone like, it's so funny because we're like, she's gone country. Well, she's gone country and people are not happy about it, which is interesting because she said she went country. She's doing country album because she was actually on with the Chicks at the CMAs, oh gosh, maybe 7 years ago, maybe longer than that. And she sang a song with them performing and people did not like it. And she did not feel welcome. So she said, you know what? I'm going to just do an album. So she's been working on this album for a while. I just got something. What was that? I achieved a goal. You sent me an ice cream cone. Thank you so much for my ice cream cone. I appreciate you sent me all of them. Y'all, again, you need to come over to talk if you're not trying to go. Thank you, Sage House. I truly appreciate it. By the way, Sage House, am I following you? If not, we need to make that happen right now. I hope I am. I am. All right. Awesome. She's a mom of two. Amazing. And she has a website, sageshophouse.com. Yes, I'm calling that out for everyone to check out, even if you're on the tube. So it's sageshophouse.com. Love that. Thank you so much for your support. You supporting this show and getting it out there is what gets more people watching it and all the things. So I really appreciate you. This is day three of me doing it. Is it day three? Is it today Thursday? Day four of me doing it on the talk. Decided to move it and do it live on the talk. Lots of changes going on. I'm enjoying it. So Beyonce's track, her track list came out. And there's some songs people were speculating, will she or won't she do the song Jolene? If you remember, Dolly Parton came out earlier this month and said she has the song. So I think she'll do it. And I think it'll be fine. I love it. She's like, she has the song. Because Dolly Parton has written she is a songwriter. In fact, she makes tons of money on writing songs. If you ever want to get into the music business, yes, it's great to sing the song, but writing the songs gets you the money. I mean, think about Dolly Parton wrote I'll Always Love You, which was popular when she sang it. And then when Whitney sang it, went into a whole nother stratosphere. And guess who made bank on that? Dolly Parton, because she wrote it. Did you know what she did with that money, by the way? She took that money, all the proceeds that she made from Whitney Houston singing her song, and she took that money and invested it into inner cities in Nashville. There are things we don't know about Dolly Parton that keep coming out that it's just like, she is an amazing woman. Never underestimate Dolly Parton, because if you are, you're wrong to do that. So she did allude that Jolene was happening. We do see on the list, there's like this, she made this, Beyonce put out on her social media, it's almost like a concert lit, like a concert festival lit, drawing, and it has names of a bunch of things. And you see Dolly P and Jolene's next to it. So I think she's going to sing Jolene. The question is, will Dolly Parton be singing it with her? Wouldn't that be interesting? Who knows? If you get the stamp of approval from the queen of country, which I think Dolly Parton is, can we all just be okay with the fact she wants to sing country? And I'm sorry, but where was this energy when Slim Shady, Eminem, came out and said he was going to be a rapper? I don't remember that. I don't remember it. I feel like they accepted him. So why can't we do vice versa? I think the words are ebony and ivory living in perfect harmony. Let's just try and do it, people. Let's try it. You know that when we all just get to, this is the thing. We like people like ourselves. So if we feel like someone's different, but just innately, naturally, we feel an aversion. It's like them versus us. But what's so interesting is when we take a moment, we just talk to each other, get to know each other, we realize we're not that different. We really aren't. And all of that energy of differentness just goes away. And so I just encourage us to kind of all like, what the world needs now is love needs love. Sidebar, it was hard for me to decide what to talk about today. I don't mind telling you that. I was struggling because there's a lot of dark things out there. And my goal is not for this to be a dark space. This is supposed to be a welcoming space, a safe space where we can talk and discuss and feel good. And you leave a little lighter, but there's a lot of dark stuff going out on there. I'm like, give me some levity. So here's some levity for you. Oh, another song Beyonce put on there that I'm actually interested in watching or listening to is Blackbird. I think Blackbird is just such a really innocent, lovely song. You know, Blackbird singing in the dead of night, fly, bird, fly. I think she'll do a good job on that one. I'm interested to hear that one. Sage, thank you so much for the team bracelets. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I really appreciate you, Sage House. That is so amazing. You are like, you're just lighting me up today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so James Bond, speaking of levity, James Bond came out. And you know, there's been talk for a long time ever since Daniel Craig said, I'm out. Who is the new James Bond going to be? And people thought it could be, maybe they'll choose an American, maybe they'll do Idris Elba, maybe it'll be a woman. And I am actually glad that James Bond said, we're not going to go into all that drama. We're going to get a British dude to do the James Bond. We're not going to get into any of that drama. They picked a guy. I keep forgetting his name because I've never heard of him before. Aaron Taylor Johnson, which kind of reminds me of Jonathan Taylor Thomas, tells you like my era of when I was born. Aaron Taylor Johnson. And he got a stamp of approval that I didn't even know he needed. Sage House says they love James Bond. Got a stamp of approval from a former James Bond bonder. Like, and I gotta say, so my husband loves Daniel Craig. He thinks he's the best James Bond ever. I'd love to know, who do you think was the best James Bond? I'm like, even more than Sean Connery, darling? He's like, yes, I love Daniel Craig. Okay. But no, it wasn't that. It wasn't him. And may Sean Connery rest in peace. It was actually, Shelly, thank you for joining us. And thank you for inviting people to Sage House. I appreciate that so much. It was Pierce Brosnan. I thought Pierce Brosnan was like said to be like just the weakest of the weak when it comes to James Bond. Am I right? For those of you who know your Bonds, I thought he was the one that people like, eh. I mean, he looked cute. He's a good looking dude. But I thought people were just like, he's just okay. Well, he took a moment to decide he was going to come out and be like, I endorse the new James Bond. I don't know that that does it, but I'm excited. I know we're going to end up going to watch it. It was time. If Daniel Craig says he's gone, he's out, they needed to go ahead and bring it out. Do you think that James Bond needs to retire, though? I mean, the concept, do we need to move on from that? Or do we need to keep on having James Bonds? This is the only, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the only series where they've been able to change the character. Sage House has never had. They've been able to change James Bond and keep on going. Like, to me, that's pretty darn impressive. You're able to keep the concept and people are like, oh, I want to see the Bond. And you literally change James. It's not, James looks totally different. I like that. And I think what's interesting is it never gets the moniker of, oh my gosh, you're just doing a retread. We see so many movies out there these days that are like, oh, it's like Roadhouse just came out. And my husband watched it and he said it was horrible. I don't know if you saw it. He's like, it was horrible. Why are we redoing movies like that? I don't know. Maybe what they need to do is this James Bond concept where we're going to keep Bad Boys is coming back with the same characters, the same actors. It was like Martin, right? Martin Lawrence, wasn't he in Bad Boys? I don't know. I just don't know if they should. Yeah, okay. I hope it's good. I'm okay with like part three of it with the same characters. That I'm down with. Thank you for being here, Shelly. Enjoy your appointment. We'll see you soon. I'm totally fine with that. It looks what? Sage, oh, great. Okay, I'm like, it looks suspense. Sage House says, looks great. I'm okay with them coming back and doing like a part three or four. Shelly, thank you so much for the roses. I appreciate it so much. Y'all, thank you. This really is uplifting in a lot of ways. I am okay with them bringing, like doing part three, part four, bring that back. I'm here for it. But when they do a remake of things and they just don't get it right, I'm like, do we have no other concepts? Are there no other ideas? Maybe they should follow the James Bond concept of like, if you know this was a good story, then fine. Don't call it a reboot. Just, it's a continuance. It's a da-da-da-da-da. Now I've got James Bond in my head. Okay, Eva Mendez. Eva Mendez. Do you remember Eva Mendez? She's still around, still being fabulous. Eva Mendes, actress who fell in love. She married Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling of the Mickey Mouse Club fame. That's how I remember him. Also the Notebook. And what is it? The Hollywood Story? The Story of Hollywood? The Hollywood? What was that story? A Hollywood Story? Is that what, did I get that name right? And then we cannot forget He's Just Ken. So she was acting, doing her thing, and then kind of disappeared. People are like, what happened to her? She decided, she fell in love, met Ryan, they had kids, and she decided she wanted to stay home and raise her kids. And people are not okay with that, which I think is really interesting. Why is it not okay for an actress to decide that she wants to stay home? Isn't that what we, like, I thought as females, prior to most of us being born, or of the age, this is what we wanted, right? We wanted equality so that she wanted the right to be able to stay home. If she wants to stay home, why is that bad? What's interesting is, I will say, have you noticed that when stars and celebrities, I think it's probably because she's like, she's on the top of the world. She has everything she wants. Maybe, but she didn't. She wanted to have the experience of staying home and raising her kids. What is interesting is when a woman, have you noticed this? When a woman decides, when a woman's in the limelight, when she is an actress or a singer, and she decides she wants to take, to stop working so she can stay at home and be with her kids, notice there's never an announcement about it. And maybe that's what surprised me, like what happened to them. Case in point, Faith Hill. Faith Hill, hello, top of her game. And then we didn't really see her. Well, there was a documentary that came out with her and Tim McGraw. It was really good if you saw it. If not, go back and watch it. It came out maybe a couple years ago. And she decided to stay home to raise her kids. But it's interesting because they never say anything. They just kind of disappear. And I actually think, I'm all for it. Like, listen, if you want to stay home, you stay home. And it doesn't matter if you are the top of your career, whether you're a CEO or you're living it up as a musician or an actor. Like if you want, I love the fact that you have the ability to stay home with your kids and do you. And I think it's an amazing thing. But what I wish, this is my little criticism of that. If you're going to do it and you are in the limelight, please say something. Not because we deserve to know, but because it shows, it's a great example, right? It's a great example and shows people listen. Like, doesn't matter what you're doing, having kids is a joy. And if you decide that you want to stay home with your kids, you can make that choice. What a great example. And not after the fact, like it's 15 years later. And then we find out now that Faith's kids are like teens. That's what she did. Like, just let us know. Because I think it'd be a great example and be empowering for women who want to do that and maybe feel like the pressure that they can't for some reason. It's very interesting. Sage House says, I like being home with my kiddos. Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's what Eva Mendes did. And frankly, like if you are someone who has the means, like a Faith Hill who knows, listen, I can stop the grind of putting out these albums and touring because let's not act like that's easy cheesy lemon peasy. But if she decides, listen, and Tim McGraw's making enough money and she has enough money, if you have the ability to do that and not have to worry about a roof over your head, power to you. Amazing. If you have an ability to do one full-time job instead of two full-time jobs, just right. Go do you. I love that. I'm saying definitely do it for sure. So good to have y'all here. Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about, and then I'm going to let the YouTubers go and we're going to keep on chatting on TikTok, is this. Y'all, we've heard for a long time that 10,000 steps is the thing, right? 10,000 steps. You want to get 10,000 steps. You want 10,000 steps. Okay, I know this. I used to wear an Apple Watch. I stopped wearing an Apple Watch just because I just felt like it was all, like everything was, I was on all the time. Couldn't miss a phone call, all these things. Like, I don't even have my ringer on anymore. It's kind of nice. And sometimes I miss calls. I'm like, it's kind of nice. Alas, did you know that, first of all, 10,000 steps is the goal. You're considered sedentary if you do 5,000 steps a day. Now, I'm just curious, how many steps do y'all think you get a day? Curious. Asking for a friend. How many steps do you think the average American gets a day? Let's remember that we're like the most obese country out there. So think about that as we consider this. The average, Sage, you are right. Well, you're right on the, you're right the first time. She said 4,000, then she said 1,000. It's probably, but the average American gets 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day. Sedentary is 5,000. The average American gets 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day. And we wonder, okay, the other thing they say is that those who get 8,000 steps a day are 51% likely to live longer. That's what they say out there. So I wanted to know how many miles is 10 steps? How many we're talking? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know I'm sedentary. I know that I don't do enough steps and I don't have a counter. So I'm going to assume that I'm American. I'm the average American. I do go to dance aerobics. I'm going there in a couple of hours. I do that 3 to 4 times a week. But the other days, like Wednesday, yesterday, I didn't work out, which means I don't know how many steps I got. I'm home all day. I'm working, but I'm home all day. And I'm sitting. Like, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I did the other day? I stood up and I did this standing for 15 minutes. Just talked. And I was like, oh, my back hurts. What is that about? I used to do shows where I stood for hours. Anyhow, alas, 5 miles. Now, if someone said to you, you need to walk 5 miles today, I'd be like, really? That's a long. I don't like a treadmill. Treadmills don't do it for me. So that's why I feel that way. Because it just seems kind of boring. So I need something more exciting. But I also know that I need to lose weight. I literally am like, I don't like the way I feel right now. So I know that I need to lose weight. So maybe let me just start simple. My goal, I'm just putting it out there with y'all and I'm declaring it just right now. My goal is 10,000 steps a day. And let's just see where I get. Let's see what happens. What about you? How many steps are you getting and how many steps do you want to try and get? That's 5 miles. I think I can do that. Maybe if I walk outside as opposed to a treadmill, I need to figure out the length like in my neighborhood and just do the dang thing because I'm I still want to eat. I still want to drink, but I don't want to be, but I want to lose weight. Go figure. Alas, here we are. Okay, y'all, just a little update on what's going on with me before we let the tube of you go. I'll live till, you're trying to live to not 200 years, but maybe like 80, maybe healthy 80, not an uncomfortable 80. So just so you know, my name is Roxanne. For those of you who don't know that I've just met on talk, I was a lawyer who decided she wanted to practice law. So I went on to be you got to go on a reality show to get out of law. That's what you do. I was on a reality show. I was fired, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, on national TV, and then went on to be a host on a morning radio show for iHeartRadio. Then I was a host at an international shopping network. Then